Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Combine Dancing with the Stars and Ultimate Fighting Championship, and what do you have? A television show of which I want no part whatsoever. But combine dance and martial art in another way, and you have capoeira, a sport brought to the New World several centuries ago by slaves headed for the sugar plantations. Only a Game contributor Anjali Nair recently visited the first capoeira school in East Africa, and she has this story.
Rhythmic drumming echoes from the depths of Kenya's National Theater in Nairobi. Inside, 20 people are huddled in a circle singing and playing an exotic array of percussion instruments. In the center, two people whirl about in a cascade of kicks and acrobatics. Kick, sweep, flip. This is capoeira, and it has sprung up in gyms, parks, and community centers in North America and Europe. It first surfaced legally as a sport in Brazil in the 1930s. It then found its way to the streets of New York City in the 1970s, where it influenced the breakdancing movement. And after that, spread to Europe and Asia.
Control the kick, control the kick.
But this school, called Balanço Negro, or Black Swing, is East Africa's first. The group's teacher, Brian Owango, mixes graceful spins and cunning strikes in his game. A restaurateur by profession, Brian discovered capoeira 9 years ago during his university days in Manchester, England. There was something about the movement, the spirituality, and the familiarity of the game that drew the 30-year-old Kenyan in.
Well, in terms of percussion, that seemed familiar. There was something going on with the beats that I'd heard before. It was something that I knew or something that I was supposed to know.
Capoeira emerged on the plantations of Brazil during the 16th and 17th century. While there is some debate about how the discipline evolved in the New World, its roots are distinctly African.
You know, history suggests that slavery at its height knew no region, no tribe. Take, for example, the fisherman from Angola, a drummer from the Congo, a hunter from Senegal, all put into one melting pot, Brazil. All their songs, their rituals, ceremonial chants, music, movements, martial traditions. Capoeira is a manifestation of this mix.
Part dance, part ritual, part deadly martial art, capoeira arose during the struggle for freedom from slavery. It's something that Owango, like most Kenyans, never learned about in his local school.
Hey, Tudor England, that's one thing we learned for ages and ages in school. You know, I can't quote any of it anymore, but it was very Eurocentric learning in high school for me. The history of the slave trade and, you know, the significance of certain companies and individuals in terms of African history, that's what we weren't taught in my school.
Three topics for the whole year, you remember? We started with the Romans, we went to the Anglo-Saxons, and this time we are going to talk about the Vikings.
20 years later, the curriculum still emphasizes European history. Brian's 9-year-old son Zion is now in grade 3.
During the Roman times, there was a very, very strong, powerful king. Can you remind me of that, the name of that king?
Today, Zion's class is learning about the Roman invasion of England.
In my school, I learned about Roman history. The Roman soldiers wanted to change their name to England to make it a better name.
It's in the evenings at capoeira class that Zion gets a dose of the other African history. Capoeira songs, some new and some old, form an oral account of the tradition. These types of songs have passed down information about what became of Brazil's slaves through generations and now over continents. Today, it's Zion's turn to lead the class. He chooses a song about a hawk catching a dove.
Pomba voou, pomba voou, pomba voou, gavião pegou.
Pomba voou, pomba voou,
pomba voou, gavião pegou.
The capoeira students are a mix of ages, classes, and ethnicities that represent the diversity of Kenya. From Brian's son Zion to Devon Solomon, a Liberian-Lebanese UN worker, and Bijal Raja, an Indian Kenyan who comes here with her 3 grown-up children. Each student defines the discipline in his or her own way.
Capoeira is a fight.
Capoeira is a dance. Capoeira is flow.
Capoeira is wholesome.
Capoeira is exercise.
Capoeira is concentration.
Capoeira is balance.
Capoeira is all encompassing.
Capoeira is life.
41-year-old airport worker Moses Marivi had tried other classes like salsa and karate, but capoeira's physical and cultural aspects had him hooked.
The whole notion of its being Afrocentric made it especially interesting to us. I think there's the benefit of capoeira awakening the pride of the African in his heritage. Because once you understand that capoeira has a bit of Ashanti dance in there, a bit of Angolan dance in there, who's to say it doesn't have a little Maasai? Because the Maasai traverse the whole of Africa. It gives us a chance to appreciate something that's not from the East or from the West, but it's African.
Wanna try this? Pushing hard and be in the water.
Tonight is a special class. Brian has brought in one of the oldest masters from his school's lineage in Santos, Brazil. Mestre Cascão is round and playful and clearly thrilled to be here.
Oh my God, I'm in Africa. Wow, that's something that I never imagined in my life, being in Africa. Capoeira comes from Africa, and it's kind of crazy for me being here.
Meeting Mestre Cascão is the closest most of these students will ever get to Brazil. But the learning is not one-sided. Cascão says as capoeira grew, it evolved into the flashy regional and contemporâneo styles. But in the process, some of the tradition of the old Angola style was lost. As an Angolan purist, he says that bringing capoeira back to Africa is the next step forward in its evolution and in his education.
I'd like to observe all the traditional dances. See, oh, this probably is Jinga, this probably is a Rabo de Arraia. Oh, this looks like capoeira. The seeds are here, you know, you brought the seeds there, and different trees grew there. And being capoeira here, you help a lot for us to have more information, to know more about history. Coming back to Africa, you can connect again.
For Only a Game, I'm Anjali Nair in Nairobi, Kenya.
Anjali Nair's story about capoeira, past and present, will be featured in this week's program. As Major League Soccer season gets underway, we'll also have a story about that sport's newest and most spectacular venue, Red Bull Arena in New Jersey. I'll be updating the NCAA basketball tournaments and discussing same with Pat Forty, and we'll check in with the organizers of a slam dunk competition that's raising money for refugees in Sudan. I'll also be talking with Edward Acorn about Old Hoss Radburn, the subject of Mr. Acorn's new book. And if you don't know who Old Hoss was, surrender your official baseball fan identification card and beanie, because Mr. Radburn won 59 games in a single season. Join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.